two,
one.
Ladies and gentlemen, fire up that sound system. I want to hear some pop.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show that plays the pop hits of your generation.
Okay, what is it?
This is the Weekly Pop 20. The Weekly
Pop 20. Okay.
For the next 2 hours, we'll hear at least 20 of the biggest songs from the biggest artists from the 80s, 90s, and now. And we'll spice it all up with pop culture fun, facts, trivia, and more from your generation.
Yes!
If you're a child of the 70s and early 80s, then this is your show.
Ready?
The Weekly Pop 20.
Ready?
Ready!
And here's your host, Ann Duran.
Cue announcer.
Wait. This is what the show is all about.
I'm Ann Duran, and it's TV trivia time.
Hello there, and this is the Wayback Machine.
And welcome aboard.
Hi, I'm Ray, and I live here in Long Island with my wife, Deborah. My parents live across the street, and my brother lives with them.
Everybody loves Ray.
The success of Everybody Loves Raymond can be attributed to the fact that we can all relate to the Barone family.
When I got married, I didn't just get a husband. I got a whole freak show that set up their tent right across the street.
While we all have our little quirks and annoyances, deep down and in the end, we all love each other.
Oh, see, I love this. Isn't this romantic?
Yeah.
Right. Raymond was a sports writer and his brother Robert, a police sergeant for the NYPD.
Oh, that's an award your brother got for his sports column.
I go to work, people shoot at me.
For several episodes, Robert has to move back in with his parents as he recuperates from an on-the-job injury.
I just have so much respect for people in your line of work.
It's just hours of boredom interrupted by moments of unbelievable horror.
What happened to Robert in the line of duty? The answer's coming up. But first, let's listen to a song that was on the radio in 1996 when Everybody Loves Raymond premiered. Here's Donna Lewis. I Love You Always Forever on the Weekly Pop 20.
The Weekly Pop 20.
I'm Ann Duran, and we're talking about that wonderful family TV show, Everybody Loves Raymond. Do you know how Ray's brother Robert was injured while doing his duty as a New York City police officer?
How long have you been a police officer?
15 years.
Robert's a sergeant.
Oh, you don't tell
that. While breaking up an illegal rodeo, he was gored in the leg by a bull. Ouch.
Ah! Oh, God!
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You are listening to...
This is the Weekly Pop 20 with Ann Duran. These are the pop hits of your generation. Weekly Pop 20.
I'm Ann Duran. This is the Weekly Pop 20. Today's 70s Time Machine classic is one of Elton John's first hits from 1972. The song is Tiny Dancer. Let's have a little fun and listen to some of the remakes of the song. There's the country version by Tim McGraw.
And now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my head.
The blues rock sound of Megan Lane.
Lost a singer, a dancer in the sand.
The pop punk sound of Freshman 15.
Jesus freaks out in the street.
The rock classical sound of the Vitamin String Quartet. And who could forget that great scene on the bus in the film Almost Famous?
Oh, because the tiny dancer.
I have to go home.
Count the headlights on the highway.
You are home.
Lay me down and she's the lady.
Most romantic song ever was The Way We Were.
I think the one that Elton John wrote for that guy and his boss.
What song is that, Pete?
Hold me close, young Tony Danza.
From 1972, here's the original by Elton John, Tiny Dancer. It's our 70s Time Machine classic on the Weekly Pop 20.
Tiny Dancer.
This is the show designed just for our generation, Generation X, the Weekly Pop 20. The band Whitesnake has been around since 1977. Their original sound was much different than what we discovered in 1987 with their self-titled album, Whitesnake. The band had actually released 8 albums before making it to the top of the pop charts with the song, Here I Go Again. It was originally recorded in 1982 and had a more blues rock sound to it.
Here I go again.
the hairband pop version that we all know and love was number one this week in 1987. Here's Whitesnake with Here I Go Again on the Weekly Pop 20.
Here I go again on my own.
The Weekly Pop 20.
Do you know what Simlish is? It's the language used in The Sims video games. Now you can hear pop songs sung in Simlish by the actual pop stars as part of the game. Last year, Natasha Bedingfield recorded Pocket Full of Sunshine in Simlish.
Get a pocket, get a bucket, get a sunshine. Get a loo, better new dipper,
whoa. She's still hanging on at number three this week on today's top five. Here's Natasha Bedingfield in English with Pocket Full of Sunshine on the Weekly Pop 20.
Number three.
I got a pocket, got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine.
I'm Ann Duran, and you're hearing the pop hits for Generation X, the best variety of the 80s, 90s, and now. This is the Weekly Pop 20. Where were you when the Chernobyl disaster occurred?
A nuclear reactor like the one at Chernobyl contains about 20 times the nuclear material of an atomic bomb.
It was April of 1986, and an explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine caused a massive release of radiation into the atmosphere.
If it's damaged severely enough, all this radiation will escape.
30 million of us watched Geraldo Rivera live on TV show us there was nothing but a couple of empty bottles in Al Capone's secret vault.
In this hotel's rubble-strewn basement, a massive concrete chamber has been discovered, and there is evidence to suggest that that vault once belonged to Al Capone.
A month later, 5 million Americans held hands in a human chain for Hands Across America as a fundraiser to fight homelessness and hunger.
Simultaneously, in New York and more than 150 other cities and towns, Hands Across America showed a commitment to the hungry and homeless and showed the organizers their work was worth it.
On the radio, we were listening to the first hit from the group The Bangles. From the spring of 1986, with a song written by Prince, here's The Bangles and Manic Monday on the Weekly Pop 20.
It's another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
The Weekly Pop 20.
You're listening to the show with pop music and pop culture for Generation X. I'm Ann Duran, and time for a soundtrack flashback. In 1989, Patrick Swayze left the Dirty Dancing scene behind and did some fighting instead in the film Roadhouse.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Patrick played James Dalton, a professional bouncer.
Two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary.
He gets hired at a seedy bar in Missouri called the Double Deuce.
And three, be nice.
There's a lot of this in the movie. And that's why it wasn't a critical success.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here. Too many, 40-year-old adolescents, felons, power drinkers, and trustees of modern chemistry.
But it has become a cult classic for some.
You are the bouncers, I am the cooler. All you have to do is watch my back and each other's. Take out the trash.
The house band in the film was actually the Jeff Healey Band in real life.
So you play pretty good for a blind white boy.
Jeff even had a small speaking part as Cody.
Man, this toilet is worse than the one that we worked in Dayton.
Really?
Mean scene around here, man.
One of the songs that the band performs in the film became a big hit for the group in 1989. Here's the Jeff Healey Band with Angel Eyes, our soundtrack flashback on the Weekly Pop 20.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight.
All right, now listen, kids.
Now, isn't that something you need? The Weekly Pop 20. Get it today. Check out the full show online at weeklypop20.com. Thanks for listening.